Hello again. We're here talking entrepreneurship, and that means we are on Radio Entrepreneurs. And again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Peter Meyerson, my co-host from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Meyerson, and Plout.
Jeff, always great to be here, and we're going to have a really interesting guest today.
You know, Peter, there's no lack of surprises with you. You're an author, you're an attorney, but you love the arts. And your next, our next guest is someone that you know who's, I guess, deep into the arts. It's Ivan Lin, composer, correct?
Yes.
Welcome, Ivan.
It's great to be here.
Great.
So tell us what you're doing.
So I was a pianist. I am still a pianist. But because I was classical music trained pianist, so a few years before, I usually would lock myself in a practice room playing the piano for, let's say, 12 hours a day.
So you were a serious pianist.
I was a
12 hours part-time for me.
Quite serious pianist. So one day I found writing music really interesting. So I started take my pencils and staff paper and started writing music, and I found out that it's the way to communicate with musicians, with composers, and to myself as well. And I found it really fascinating, and that's why I think probably playing the piano could be one of the options that I could have. So I started composing. And because I was in Germany a few years before moving to Boston, so I started writing music, talking to composers, working with composers. But in the meantime, also I still play. I still lock myself in the practice room for many hours a day. So this is how I started working in music differently.
So it's interesting. So you know, you're talking about discipline, because locking yourself in a room for that many hours is about discipline.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's one of the key elements that you usually find in a good entrepreneur, is somebody who's disciplined.
Well, unrelenting towards their goals.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, right. So where did that take you? I mean, I know you played... what was the orchestra you played with?
So recently we work with the Boston Chamber Orchestra intensively. And I work with them as a composer, as a pianist, and as a producer. And because the recent film that we produced called The Tenants Downstairs, recently released in Asia and later in the States, it's very interesting because that wasn't often to see a film in Asia that would need to engage a symphony orchestra to play the score, its film score. So I got this chance to work with the Boston Chamber Orchestra for the film score, and thanks to the film director Adam Tsui from the Amazing Film Studio, I got to compose and produce several tracks for the film as well, and it was such a great opportunities here in Boston that you could work in a musician in a way that because you don't see orchestral score quite often there in Asia, so I got this chance to write orchestral music and including my piano playing in the film score at this time.
So you play the piano on this score,
right?
On this film that's made in Asia,
right?
And but the musicians are from the Boston Chamber Orchestra,
right?
I mean, that's sort of an interesting connection. How did that happen?
So before film, I worked with a video game music group as well, and that's actually how the story started, because for a classical music trained musician, it's not very easy to to change your character and personality from a purely classical world to some rock, you know, rock music and pop music world. So when I was really inspired by not purely classical music, I started thinking about doing something different and also including film score, film music. So I talked to a few friends of mine that, okay, so I'm going to include a film scoring production in my company. And a few days later, I got a phone call from the film studio telling me that the film director wanted to see me. And that was the very first time that I met with this film director. And
this is the guy in
right
in Asia.
Right, that's the film director from The Tenants Downstairs. Okay. And later I learned that Adam was actually the he was the president for Sony Music China for more than 10 years. So he was really looking into some great quality in film score. And he wanted the score to be symphonic. And that was such a match because we had worked with the Boston Chamber Orchestra really closely during the past. And it was a great chance that we could work with the BCO, the Boston Chamber Orchestra, together on this film.
That's amazing. So, I mean, the film is made, the score is produced. Has the film been distributed?
Yes, it was released in Asia in August.
Okay, and it was released in the I know there was a U.S.
I think it's coming pretty soon.
Pretty soon. So, what do you do next?
So, it's interesting because I get a chance to talk to our score mixer, who also worked with Thomas Newman, the composer of Finding Dorian Spectre, James Bond films. So I asked him, we chat over dinner. So what is your daily life since you need to do mixing for James Bond films and Finding Dory? And actually The Tenants Downstairs was mixed at the time the Finding Dory was in post-production. So he told
me they didn't confuse the two films.
No, not at all. Right. So I'm really impressed, and that's what I asked him. So what is your daily life? What do you want to do for your life? So he said, just keep going and keep doing the next project. It's never just this project. You need to always keep going and moving on. So fortunately, because of The Tenants Downstairs, the film score was such a success over there in Asia. So we are now in the preparation for the next film. That will be filmed in Europe next year.
But it's also an Asian film.
Probably an Asian film, but it will be some European actor and actresses involved in this film as well.
So that's a different step in the process.
Right, right.
Because the Asian film, are Asian films more difficult to produce or sell in the U.S.?
I would say it's getting better because one of the movie distributors in the States, AMC, right now its chairman is from China. So you can see at AMC that it gets more and more Asian films distributed in the United States, actually.
It's interesting. So the next step for you is to do this European-based film.
Because Boston is closer to Europe than to Asia, I guess.
Well, but it is the Boston Chamber Orchestra,
right? Boston Chamber Orchestra.
So, yeah. How is the Boston Chamber Orchestra have some connection with Asian films?
Okay, so
why did they pick the Boston Chamber Orchestra?
So, Boston Chamber Orchestra is one of our artists in my company called Goldstone Studios here. And one of the...
And Goldstone Studios is yours.
Right, right.
Is your company.
It's my company.
Yeah.
And one of the interesting part is that I'm from Asia. So I got some great talented friends over there in Asia that they are willing to work with us and try something new, because for them, our production here in Boston or Boston Chamber Orchestra, it's a brand new thing for them, and they are willing to try something new to see if in terms of quality or in terms of production, we can bring in a brand new idea to them.
I mean, it's really very interesting process. I know that you played in the video game orchestra,
right,
at Symphony Hall.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
This is a very impressive guy.
No, the whole thing is wow, but then you get into that other category. It's just like there are no limits.
There are no limits. So, you know, I mean, I saw a video of it, and actually it was one of the first times, and I think your hair was a different color.
That was in silver.
It was silver, right. Okay, I remember that. But I also remember the sound, which was very impressive. I mean, you wouldn't think that the video game orchestra, you know, would be so powerful. I mean, you know, and I really hadn't thought about having a video game orchestra. But it's really, I mean, it's a large group.
Right. That was actually the time that the chemistry started working. And for me, that was such a reminder that as a classical musician, I probably should open my mind to try something new, but not stay in practice room for
that's interesting
10 hours a day.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So you're a classically trained musician, and now you're doing these other things, and it's the evolution of your direction.
Right.
You know, so we need to provide some music files so our listeners can, you know, listen to this if they want. And I'm sure Chris, our producer, will figure all that out with you. But in the meantime, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and find out more about you or how to, you know, create a score, how would they reach you?
So we are based in Boston, and we all are in Boston. So the best way will be checking out our website. That's goldstonestudios.com.
Goldstonestudios.com.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's great.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I thank you for being on the show. It was interesting listening to you.
Thank you so much.
Wow, great. I hope you come back again.
For sure.
More scores.
More scores.
We all score when you score.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's great.
Great. We're going to take a break. This is Peter Morrison, carried that segment for me. He knows you better. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.